It is 16 minutes on the dot. Ooh, I hit one today. I don't think I've hit one all week. 16 minutes on. What, I like
the correct button.
Right? No. Hey. I like hitting the time right at the 00, the dots. So it's kind of my thing. So happy Tuesday. If you can't tell, I do have Lieutenant Christian Perrin from the Worcester Holmes County Post of the State Highway Patrol. And yeah, we are here for our weekly. I don't even know what day it is.
I don't know if I could do daily.
We're here for our weekly safety chat. No, that we'll work you into that. You'll be like psh, psh, safety, oh, all the safety.
Okay, yes.
All right, so safety numbers. We finally got some preliminaries.
Nope, these are the finals.
These are the final. Okay.
These are the final numbers for...
They're done mathing.
Even though the game has been done for a while, all the maths have been completed.
Well, it takes some people a long time to do math, so...
Well, when you think about it, they have to turn them in and then everything else.
Right, and then it depends on what happens afterwards, whether it's counted as this or this.
Right, so a lot of the times it's like 3 months after the fact before a crash is considered final. So,
especially if it's hanging in the balance of life and death.
Yes.
So, anyway, on a more... Are we going more positively or more negatively from that?
Well, I actually think we're going pretty positive.
Yay!
Given, you know, what type of day it is and what festivities people partake in during this day.
I think
that the numbers for Ohio were actually pretty decent. There was one fatality during that reporting period. So that reporting period goes from 6 a.m. on the 9th, which would be Sunday, till 6 a.m. on the 10th, which would have been that Monday. So during that time period, there was one fatal car crash. There were 4 serious injury crashes, and there were 313 total crashes.
And that's the whole state.
That's the whole state.
That's not bad.
And that one fatal crash was OVI related.
And that wasn't our fatal crash, though, because that was the night before, right?
Correct. That was not our fatal. No. I don't know exactly where that was in the state, but it was not ours.
But only one in the whole state. That's
only one in the whole state.
It's impressive.
And during that time period, there were 1,123 total enforcement stops, and we did take 42 impaired drivers off the roadways.
It's fantastic.
You
took them off the road,
period.
Not that they were on the road.
Yes. But no, so overall, that's good for the Highway Patrol to show that those numbers were down from the previous year. So in 2024, there were 4 fatal accidents during that time period. So to go from 4 in 2024 to 1 in 2025, that's pretty good.
Like a 75% decrease?
Yes, all the maths.
Look at me. You weren't expecting me to pull that out, were you?
I don't think anybody was.
Nobody was. You have more numbers.
I do. Gotta love the numbers. No, the numbers just show
that... They tell a story.
They do. It shows that we're out there and we are enforcing these traffic laws to keep people safe. And because we're out there working, people see that we're working and they want to drive better. So keep those phones down.
Or they just learn to avoid you.
But we'll find you. No, just kidding.
They're going to get you.
So far this month for our post, from the 1st of February till today, we have had 45 distracted driving enforcements.
Get off your phones.
Get off your phones. We've also had 140 seatbelt enforcements. So
wear your seatbelt.
Please wear your seatbelt. Don't text and drive. Don't drink and drive.
They're going to make me rewrite the song. Everybody in the car gonna click it. Everybody in the car gonna click it.
Oh my.
See, that was something that came up with Lieutenant Roberts that it came into my head. I printed the lyrics out to the song, so I can do it. Don't make me do it.
We're gonna have to bury
work on that.
bury that tape. But also, I did get a phone call from a concerned citizen a little while ago, and I just wanted to bring something up. Now that we're getting in towards springtime and we're going to be working out in the farms a little bit more, there is something that needed to be brought to people's attention, and that is the ability to drive a tractor or we were just talking about this earlier, a vehicle of husbandry on the roadways when that vehicle goes more than 25 miles
per hour.
I'm going
to need an exact definition on that.
I will get you the ORC definition of that later. But so I just wanted to go over this real quick with you. It says no person shall drive, operate, draw, move, or propel any agricultural tractor or implement of husbandry upon a street or highway at a speed greater than 25 miles per hour unless the person has a current valid driver's or commercial driver's license. So if you're driving a tractor or any vehicle like that, that's for a farm that is a slow-moving vehicle, you have to have a driver's license if you're going to drive it over 25 miles per hour.
I have the official lawinsider.com definition of implement of husbandry. Means a vehicle designed or adapted and used exclusively for an agricultural operation and only incidentally operated or moved upon the highways.
That sounds accurate.
It sounds like they were a little doubling up on themselves there.
Yes.
A little bit.
Well. But that's all I have for you today.
So, keep it under 25 if you're going to have your tractors on the road.
I don't know what you have going on out there, but it's obviously a party in here.
So. Right? It should be. We teach you safety with fun things, because then if you think about something that reminds you of it, then you're like, oh my gosh, I remember when they did that, and oh man, now I got to do this. So it is farm season. I've seen lots of tractors out there. They're starting to spread manure across the fields, and so important to keep an eye out for those, because they should all be going under 25 miles per hour.
Yes, but if they aren't,
and they should have their little reflecty triangle things on them, slow moving vehicle.
Right. So things. A lot of the newer tractors and everything, they will go over 25 miles per hour. And, you know, it helps with production and everything like that. So if you are going to drive those vehicles, make sure that you do have a current valid license for it.
Because I can almost guess that at least half, 90%, we're going to go from 50 to 90 real fast. 90% of the farmers in Holmes County learned to drive on a tractor before they were 16.
Oh, I wouldn't doubt it.
I did not. I grew up on a farm, but we didn't farm. We just rented the house. So
no, and it's a means of livelihood, and you know you have to do that.
So. It is. So we just want you to be safe while you're traversing from field to field if you need to use the roadways.
Yes.
All right. You got anything else for us to throw at them?
I do not.
So wear your seatbelt.
As we say every week.
Every week. Don't make me rewrite the song. I'm gonna do it now.
Please, for everybody's sake, wear your seatbelt so we do not have to hear the song.
I'll make you sing it.
Don't text and drive. Don't drink and drive. And be safe.
That is all we ask. Please be safe. All right. Thank you. That was Lieutenant Christian Perrin from the Worcester Post of the State Highway, Holmes County Patrol. And I still got it all. I cannot get that in order for love nor money. We're going to take a quick little break. Don't forget, Michael's got tickets for you when he comes up in the next hour for the Amish Country Spring Home and Garden Show. It's all here on your hometown radio, 95.3 WKLM.